Momentum Bank Ballpark. I'm Taylor Smith with ABC Big 2 and Fox 24. We hope you're having a great night out of the ballpark tonight. I remember I grew up in a baseball city, and baseball was one of my first sports that I became a fan of. So I love going out to the ballpark every night. We're so excited to get out there this season. Join us every night on ABC Big 2 News at 6 and 10 and Fox 24 at 9 for highlights and recap of the Rock Hounds this season. Go Rock Hounds!
Momentum Bank Ballpark is now cashless and only accepts credit cards and/or gift cards at the concession stand and souvenir store. You can purchase gift cards at the information station behind section 13. And fans, if at some point during the game you are in need of medical assistance, a LifeTech Urgent Care First Aid Station is located on the concourse, also behind section 13. you have your scorecards now as we announce the starting lineup, brought to you by VIP Sports Getaway. First for the visiting, Corpus Christi Hook. City out for the Hook, the designated hitter, the 43 Kennedy Corona. And the second, the right fielder, the 1, Hugh Gilbert. And in third, the center fielder, number 36, Joey Lopetegui. Back and forth, the left fielder, number 4, Zach Daniels. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 22, Trent Brewer. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 6, Chad Stevens. Batting seventh, the third baseman, number 10, Luis Avila Jr. Batting eighth, second baseman, number 7, J.C. Correa. Batting ninth, the catcher, number 2, T.J. Stubbs. And taking the mound today for the Corpus Christi Hook, 19, Brett Obama. And now the starting lineup for your Little Rockouts. Leading off for the Rockouts, the center fielder, number 1, Lawrence Butler. Batting second, the third baseman, number 12, Brett Harris. Batting third, the shortstop, number 2, Darryl Lurdy. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 29, it's Dal Clark. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 33, Dave McGuire. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, number 24, A.J. Schwartz. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 8, Tommy Butler. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 18, William Simonite. Batting ninth, the second baseman, number 27, Bruce Swift. And taking the mound tonight, the Little Rockout, number 40, Blake Beard.
Thank you.
Podcast is brought to you by Excel Media Pro, the National Social Guide, Chris Pressler Murphy, for Faith of Higher Faith Peter, and for Faith of Higher Faith Michelle. Hey, man, if you want to work out a ticket, let's see the 99 miles per hour or faster. The NCF Open Stage Kids is displaying every band in Section 8 with a video at 500 detection for 5 minutes. And check out the scientific drilling banner out on the outfield curve. If a lockdown player hits the bullseye on the fly, he is a lucky man for worth $1,000. If a lockdown player hits a home run hitter right out on the sign, lucky Section 8 over the free throw for 5 minutes. Now taking the field, your 2023 Rockhounds.
Welcome to Rockhounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockhounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
It is a gorgeous Sunday evening here, this 2nd of July. Welcome to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks, game 5 of this 6-game series. Apologize for the slightly late entrance here. Had a glitch with the computer last night, thought it was fixed, fired it up today, and it wasn't fixed. Now we are ready to go. Bright blue skies to greet us. We'll set the pitching matchup for you in just a couple of moments after the singing now of our Star-Spangled Banner. Again, a little breezy and lots of sunshine here as we take you downstairs for the anthem.
And bright stars through the pain.
young lady's name. Finally got it. See, we're picking up. It's picking up. Mary Ellen Yoko with our Star Spangled Banner this evening from Momentum Bank Ballpark. Oh, goodness. Don't you just love technology? I had a little glitch last night with our computer system that runs the audio, and I ran a test run today about 3:30 in the afternoon. Okay, everything's fine. Everything's dandy. Hit the start button tonight, and not a doggone thing. That computer just looks right back in your eyes and says, "Not right now, Skippy. I'll catch you later." But now I do believe we are set to go. Right-hander Blake Beers will get the ball for the Rockhounds, makes his seventh double-A start, his second against the Hooks, and they were rude to him in Corpus Christi. And a guy who's been outstanding against the Hounds and having a really good year overall, Rhett Koba, right-hander, will go to the mound for the Corpus Christi Hooks. It's game five of the six-game series, which wraps up tomorrow evening at this very time, and we'll have the first pitch of the 2nd of July right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And Mother Nature is letting us start on time this evening after a couple of rain delays, the last two. Yeah, the field still basking in sunlight, and the entire diamond, the playing surface, will be in sunlight for a while yet with a 6:05 start. We have 91 degrees. The wind right about 10 to 12 miles an hour. It's picked up every once in a while, but it is blowing right to left. And tonight, really foul pole to foul pole, not as inward as it has been. So 91 degrees, little bit of breeze, and we are set for baseball. Kennedy Corona moves to the leadoff spot for Corpus Christi in this game. He's the designated hitter. Kennedy Corona will lead it off. Drew Gilbert slides down a spot to the number two spot, and he will be the right fielder. Drew Gilbert on deck in right. Here's Blake Beers. Here's Kennedy Corona. And from Momentum Bank Ballpark, first pitch of the game, and Corona aggressive. He swings and fouls it away, and it's 0-1. Kennedy at 268. 11 homers, 33 driven in. Made a sensational catch last evening. 0-1 pitch drives one to left field, and I think it got in on him just enough, drifting over and making the catch in front of the bullpen fence. His newcomer, Johnny Butler. Boy, welcome to Double-A baseball. Kennedy Corona turned and drove that ball. There is wind blowing to left field, and when that jumped off the bat, that was really dicey. Might have gotten in on him, I think, just a little bit. And the breeze not enough to help that into the bullpen. But Corpus Christi, of course, has scored three times in the first inning, three of the first four games. Drew Gilbert stands in. He takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Joey Loperfido back in the lineup tonight. It'll be the center fielder, Joey, batting in the three spot. He is on deck. 0-1 to Gilbert. He'll get there. Inside corner. Called strike 0-2 from the Hounds right-hander. Zach Daniels is the left fielder batting cleanup. Zach Daniels is in left. Jordan Brewer at first base batting fifth. Jordan Brewer, the first baseman. Chad Stevens will bat sixth and play the sixth spot. Chad Stevens at short. And Luis Aviles Jr., the third baseman, batting seventh. Aviles at third. Pitch to Gilbert. Foul. Straight back. Hits the very front of the roof of the ballpark, which is not easy to do. That's only about a foot in terms of its height. Ball clanks back down to the field, and Drew Gilbert will handle it. Count is 0-2. Gilbert at 214. Been solid against the Hounds, hitting .310 in the season series. Swings fly ball, center field. Lawrence Butler over to his right, into right center field. Not deep, and he will haul it in. So two down here in the top half of inning number one. The batter is Joey Loperfido. Bottom of the order, J.C. Correa, second baseman, will bat eighth. J.C. Correa at second, and C.J. Stubbs behind the plate. He'll round it out, batting ninth. C.J. Stubbs, the Hooks catcher. Corona, Gilbert, and Loperfido up top. Daniels, Brewer, and Stevens in the middle. Pitch to Joey, finds the inside part of the plate with a breaking pitch, 0-1. And Aviles Jr., Correa, and Stubbs round it out. Blake Beers making appearance number 7 since being promoted to the Hounds. Looked for the back door, but missed wide with the ball. 1-1 to Lou Perfido. Joey got last night off, just the routinely rotated in off night. It's always good news for the opponent. This guy's been tremendous. Swinging a towering fly ball. Left field, Johnny Butler drifting over toward the line. Shallow left field, and he's got it. So 3 fly ball outs, and only the second time in 5 games, the Hooks do not score 3 in the first inning. Instead, they go 1-2-3. So, happening in the books. We are underway. It's Independence Day weekend. Village Car Wash score, the Hooks nothing, and against right-hander Rhett Koba, the Rockhounds coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Rhett Koba has been very good on the season and even a little bit better against the Rockhounds as he takes the mound, makes his 15th appearance. All but 2 have been as a starter. Overall, Rhett 4-3, 4.33 earned run average, which is very solid. And against the Rockhounds, he's 2-0 with a 3.27 earned run average. He'll face Lawrence Butler to lead it off. Lawrence, one of the trio of guys who won the game last night. The Rockhounds, a walk-off win. Scoring twice in the bottom of the ninth, 3 batters is all it took. Drew Swick doubled, Lawrence Butler tripled, and Brett Harris drove him in with a single. Now here's Lawrence, left-handed hitter stands in, and Koba with the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning, and that's outside for ball 1. Brett Harris on deck, he's the third baseman. Brett batting number 2, and Darryl Hernandez, the shortstop, will bat third. Darryl at short, hard hit ball first baseman, it's snagged nicely by Brewer. Jordan will get to the bag. Sharply hit ball by Butler, handled by Brewer. 1 up and 1 down, 3 unassisted. Middle third of the order is Denzel Clark in right field. Denzel batting cleanup in right. Shane McGuire behind the plate batting fifth. Shane McGuire catching. J.J. Schwarz will be the designated hitter. He'll bat sixth. J.J. Schwarz the DH. Johnny Butler makes his double-A debut. Batting seventh, playing the seventh spot. Johnny Butler in left. Pitch to the outside half, called strike. To Brett Harris. William Simonite at first base batting 8th, Sino at first, and Drew Swift rounds it out at second base. Drew batting number 9. Swinging a foul back, quick 0-2 count to Brett. Now last night that game-winning RBI, really good at bat, got down 0-2, fouled off 2 0-2 pitches and singled the opposite way to right, brought home Lawrence Butler and walked it off. Swings and lines this one foul. It'll just clip the top of the screen down the right field side. Souvenir denied for the moment, but I have a feeling Drew Gilbert will toss that up. Yep, into the seats. That away, Drew. 0-2 the count to Brett. It's Butler, Harris, and Hernandez, Clark, McGuire, and Schwarz, and Butler, Simonite, and Swift rounded out. The latter Butler, of course, is Johnny in his double-A debut. Pitch up and away for a ball, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett back to 270, struck out his first 2 times last night, then had hits in each of his last 3, and drove in a couple of runs, swings and fouls this one back, it's 0-2, make it 1-2, forgive me. RBI is his 44th and 45th, he leads the team, and is in the top 10 in the Texas League in run production. Nobody on and 1 man down, 1-2 pitch by Koba is down and away for a ball, it's 2-2. Rhett Koba overall, just very solid numbers. Right-hander delivers that ball hit high but foul down the left field side. Got in on Brett a little bit. He sends that foul onto the grass berm down the left field side. Still 2-2. In 62 and a third innings, 62 base hits, only 14 walks.
and 76 strikeouts. 5-1 plus ratio. Here's a bouncer foul at the plate. Well, Brett Harris again doing some battle here. He's fouled off 4 two-strike pitches, and it's a 2-2 count. About 5.5-1 strikeouts to walks for Koba. His whip is only 1.22 with a really good command. Backup pitch is popped in the air, playable for the catcher Stubbs. CJ into the shadow behind home plate, then he'll glove it for the out. So pretty good battle. The 9-pitch plate appearance, but it ends up with a foul ball to the catcher. Two down for Darryl Hernandez. Darryl Rockhound shortstop at 335. Comes into this game second in the league in hitting. Ryan Bliss has come back to planet Earth at least a little bit with Amarillo. A swing and a foul ball. She was behind the pitch from Koba. Fouled into the right side, did Darryl. Ryan Bliss is actually under 350 now. He's at 349. Darryl is second at 335 in the batting race. Right-handed hitter waits. Nobody on and two men out. Pitch is a fastball swung on and fouled back at the count 0-2. Hernandez with 5 homers. He has 38 driven in. Upright stance. He's ready to go. The 0-2 pitch. Chopper out towards short. Two hops to Stevens. Has it letter high, and the throw to first is in time, and his team will go 1-2-3 here in the first inning. So we have played one inning of Sunday evening baseball in our Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds nothing. Corpus Christi nothing.
Delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Middle third of the order and the top half of the second inning for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Zach Daniels, Jordan Brewer, and Chad Stevens to face the Rockhounds right-hander Blake Beers. Opened the season with the Lansing Lugnuts in the Midwest League. He's outstanding there, and now his seventh start. 2-2 with a 5.59 ERA. Pitch down and in, ball one to Daniels. Zach, the left fielder, hitting 322 in 24 games for Corpus Christi. Swings and a shot point knocked down by Beers. Hope he is okay. Retrieves and throws the first a little wide, but hanging on nicely at first is Simonite. And boy, the Hounds are going to come out and see. Boy, that ball, I think, got mostly glove. But Bobby is out. Jake Ruthier is out as well. Then Chris Smith, Rockhounds pitching coach, will come out. Home plate umpire as well, our crew chief, Chris Presley Murphy. Boy, that was scary. That is a line shot back up the middle. Blake knocked it down. And Bobby and Chris will be satisfied pretty quickly. Jake will stay out, will the athletic trainer. Of course, the guys always are more often than not. They'll say, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. But athletic trainers do more than just say, where did it get you, and this and that. You'll ask some questions, and apparently Blake is okay, and Jake will
Walk back to the dugout. Thankfully, boy, that was a shot back up the middle. He knocked it down. The ball came down the downslope of the mound between home plate and first base, and Blake's throw was a little bit wide. Good job by William Simonite at first base to hang on to it. It was nicely handled by Simo. So one away for Jordan Brewer, right-handed hitting first baseman for Corpus. Takes outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Only 60 feet, 6 inches. Sometimes it looks like a long way, and sometimes it is nothing at all. Ball jumped off the bat. Good backup pitch gets there for a strike, and the count 1-1. Chad Stevens waiting on deck. No score, top of the second inning. First time we've had a no-score game to the second. Pitcher called strike on the inside edge, 1-2. The Hooks have taken 3-0 leads in 3 of the first 4 games. The Hounds scored twice in the first inning in the other game. Pitch, check swing, did he go? I think he went. Yeah, he sure did. Check swing, strike 3. That's really kind of the way you like it, though. Jordan Brewer, that was a pretty obvious check swing third strike. He went a good long way, but Chris Presley Murphy did not call it or hope it up there. Instead, Nate Diedrich, upon appeal, rung him up, and I think it was the right call. Here's Chad Stevens, right-handed hitting shortstop. Blake into his motion. Beers pitch, just low and away for a ball. Since we're mentioning them, Chris Presley Murphy, crew chief from Lodi, California, behind home plate. Fellow Californian Nate Diedrich at first. He's from Victorville. Swinging a high pop fly to right field. It'll carry a little, but not a lot. And with plenty of time and room, Denzel Clark will glove it. And it is 6 up, 6 down so far for Blake Beers. A little scary on that first out of the inning, but a 1-2-3 inning. By the way, our other umpire, Ben Engstrand, and Ben is from West Des Moines, Iowa. Yeah, there is a difference. I have actually been there. So we are in the middle half of the second inning in our Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds nothing, Hooks nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
And speaking of good things at the ballpark, we have fireworks this evening. We have a good bunch on hand, and there's room for you. And tomorrow evening, one more time, 6:05 will be our start time. And we'll have fireworks tomorrow as well. Independence weekend here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Hooks will be home at Whataburger Field. There we go. That's the one in Corpus Christi, Bob. Momentum Bank Ballpark would be here. The Hooks will be at home at gorgeous Whataburger Field for the 4th of July, starting a 6-game series. Denzel Clark will lead it off. We go to the bottom of the second. Denzel, then Shane McGuire and J.J. Schwarz to face Rhett Koba. Right-hander with a first pitch, and just a bit high and away. One ball, no strikes. Brett looking in has the sign. A little kick in the delivery, swing, and a miss off speed pitch. Had Denzel chasing up a bit. Denzel a 253, 9 home runs, 29 driven in. Power numbers now getting him in the top 10. Pitch is outside, ball two, 2 balls and 1 strike. Denzel 10th in the league in slugging percentage as of the last week or so. Swings and misses. A foul tip. And a count 2-2. And Denzel takes his time out. Now, unless I'm losing my mind. Oops, too late. Denzel is wearing 2 different colored shoes. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Well, doesn't matter. He's out on strikes anyway. It looks like blue spikes on the right foot and orange spikes on the left.
Reminds me of some of the guys I went to high school with. So a swinging strike three, it's one man down, and the batter will be Shane McGuire. Shane Rockhound's catcher. Still bright sunlight. The shadow now just starting to stretch out from behind home plate. Just to the back of the batter's circle now. Pitch to McGuire down and in for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes. These teams, I want to clarify, because we're talking, of course, about overall and the start of the second half, which are two different races. Pitch down low for a ball. First half, of course, is in the books. The Hounds have won the first four games of this series. The Hounds have won six in a row overall, including the last two of the first half. And I was mentioning that Corpus had a four-game losing streak. Well, the Hooks have actually dropped six in a row overall, the first four of the second half. Of course, that all coming in this series. Pitch up high, ball three. Brett Koba's command against the Hounds has been exceptional. He's walked only one batter, struck out 14, and delivers right down the middle here. It's 3-1. Gone 11 innings coming into this game against the Hounds, so it's 12 innings. He's given up just five base hits, one walk, 14 strikeouts. Pitch low and away, but then there is his second walk issue to a Rockhound. And it's a guy who's drawn a good number of walks of late, Shane McGuire. Shane, in his last 18 games, his last 11, he's hitting right about 263. Very solid, and he has eight runs driven in his last 11 games. His last 17, the average is 198, but he has now drawn 12 walks in that time. Here's J.J. now, one on and one out, first base runner of the game. And a good backup pitch finds the heart of the plate for a called strike. J.J. at 218, right-handed hitter. He's the designated hitter for the Hounds. No score, bottom of the second inning. One on and one man down. Koba's pitch, and that'll drop to the dirt. Good stop by C.J. Stubbs. And one ball, one strike to count. Hooks wearing the dark blue jerseys. One of my favorites across the league. With a silver and kind of a sky blue trim over the gray baseball pants. Rockhounds back in the classic home whites. They have won four in a row here, so I doubt you'll see a change, at least for the time being. One ball, one strike. Swinging a foul away. Count is 1-2. Bobby does a little bit of that. Bobby Crosby, Rockhounds manager. Hounds went through a really rough stretch, as you know, in late May and certainly in June in the home stretch of the first half. And he had the Copa, the Matamoskas uniforms donned a couple of nights on non-Matamoskas nights. Line drive right field. That will be handled. Boy, what a shot. And Drew Gilbert will make the play. Line drive to right field, opposite way by J.J. Hauled in by Drew Gilbert. Line drive well hit. Two down.
Right fielder,
Johnny Butler. And I am reminding myself, I started to give you the one move, a roster move yesterday, and I think baseball intruded. Greg Dykeman up to AAA Las Vegas. And Johnny Butler comes up from Lansing, swings at the first pitch he sees, and a high fly ball, deep right center field. Anybody going to get to this? I don't think so. That ball is going to find the base of the wall. First pitch he sees, and that is going to be a triple standing up. My goodness. That's not only his first at-bat, that's his first pitch. And left-handed hitting Johnny Butler drove that ball to the base of the wall in deep right center. He brings home Shane McGuire, and he goes into third base standing up with an RBI triple. Hello, how are you? Boy, similar to Drew Swift, what he doubled on the first pitch he saw, that was in San Antonio. So Johnny Butler at third base, pitch sails high and away to William Simonite. One ball, no strikes. The Rockhounds lead it 1-0 on Johnny Butler's first appearance, first at bat, first pitch, first hit, first extra base hit, and first run batted in. Other than that, nothing going on. Pitch high and in for a ball. It's 2-0. Well, he didn't miss knocking that out of the yard by very much. The wind is right to left, so he hit that basically into the wind, but it found the base of the wall. Swinging a foul back, and the count is 2-1 to the Rockhounds' first baseman, William Simonite, the batter. Well, you have a promotion, of course, Greg Dykeman, and Greg has experience at AAA and a little bit at the major league level, so he
finally gets that ticket punched to Las Vegas. That opens a door, and Johnny Butler gets the call, and boy, did he answer. Here's a hard hit ball left side, knocked down by the third baseman, Aviles Jr., throws to first base and still got him. Oh, laser knocked down by Aviles. Simonite thrown out. That was a terrific swing of the bat, and Aviles just that quick reaction. He reached out and knocked the ball down, retrieved it, and a good strong throw across the diamond. Got Simonite and saves a run. One run, one hit, no errors, one man left on base. So after two, they have had another rather remarkable debut at the dish, and our Village Car Wash score has the Hounds on top 1-0.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodation, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third, the guy who made the terrific play, Luis Aviles Jr., leads it off. It's pitch and sails up and in for ball one. Luis, right-handed hitter, followed by J.C. Correa and C.J. Stubbs. 1-0 Hounds in the top of the third. Pitch by Beers. That backs up over the inside corner. Good aggressive pitch, 1-1. Aviles in 17 games with the hooks at 3.06. And has 7 extra base hits, and they're all home runs. 1-1 pitch. Oh, just off the outside corner. Good idea. Just ran it wide. Threw him a backup pitch on the 1-0 that got there, and the fastball just a dart off the outside corner. Count 2-1. Infield has him played solidly to pull. Backup pitch swung on, foul tipped. And the count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. Aviles has driven in 16 runs in 17 games since joining the hooks. Been around a little bit this season. 2-2 pitch, and a little looper into shallow center field, and just over the head of Drew Swift. It'll drop for a base hit. So Aviles with a leadoff single, this little flare into shallow center. Boy, Drew Swift lost his cap and was twisting and turning and trying to track that ball down. Terrific effort, but it drops in shallow center field. So a little duck snort here for Luis Aviles Jr., and he is the tying run on at first base. He has 6 steals, has been caught only once in 17 games. And the batter, J.C. Correa. Correa at 193 on the season, right-handed hitter. Does some catching and also has played second base now twice, including tonight in the series, or this evening. They swung on line drive center field, Lawrence Butler. Boy, that has to reach up to make that play. If you want a textbook example of it's tough sometimes when a ball is hit right at you to gauge the depth and how far it's hit, Lawrence came in about 3 steps on that, maybe 4, and if it had been maybe 4 or 5, that ball might have gotten over his head. That was well hit. Line drive to straightaway center field. Dealing with the sun as well, that really complicates it. Here's C.J. Stubbs now, 1 on and 1 man down. Well hit ball there, though, by Correa. Throw to first by Beers. Hounds have Johnny Butler in left field. Lawrence Butler is in center. Denzel Clark is in right field. Familiar left side of the infield Brett Harris and Darryl Hernandez at third and short, respectively. Runner goes. Pitch is taken up and away. Throw from his knees by McGuire. Boy, that was closer than you thought, but a stolen base for Avila, so he was running. One ball, no strikes to Stubbs. Tying run in scoring position with one down in the third. Right side of the infield, Drew Swift is at second base. William Simonite is at first. Just mentioned Shane McGuire behind the plate and Blake Beers. 29 innings coming in, 31 base hits, 8 walks, 25 strikeouts. Runner is going again, and the pitch is taken, and what a throw, and McGuire just threw that ball into the ground, and Avilés will score. Wow. Stolen base and a throwing error, so, boy, a tie game, and Shane McGuire will talk to himself for a week. I'm guessing he was going to hold up on the throw, but the ball got out of his hands as he tried to stop the arm motion, and he just basically threw it into the ground, and it bounced over into foul territory. So a stolen base compounded by a throwing error, and we are tied at one apiece. Pitch to Stubbs is a called strike. I believe the count's 2-1. Chris just gave me the count. Just gave us the count, and I whiffed on it. I think 1-2. I'll correct myself. Pitch up high, and 2-2. So a steal of second, steal of third, and that one compounded by the error. It's a one-all game. Swinging a foul straight back. And the count stays 2-2. Well, the Hounds get a base on balls and a triple. The Hooks get a single, two steals in the second of those compounded by a throwing error. And this game even up. 2-2 pitch. Pop foul in the air, right side out of play. Stubbs reaching and covering the outside part of the plate. Top of the order, Kennedy Corona on deck for Corpus Christi. Stubbs, right-handed hitter, CJ at 181 on the season. Swings and misses, and a good breaking pitch away, and he is out on strikes. Second strikeout for Blake Beers. This is empty, two men down. Run is unearned at this point. And here's Kennedy Corona. Corona hit it hard and pretty deep to left field to open this ball game. Took Johnny Butler just shy of the bullpen fence, that diagonal fence in deep left center, or deep left field down the line, forgive me. The pitch down and in, one ball, no strikes. And the breeze has shifted a little since the first pitch. It's a tinge more inward now, but still some right to left. 1-0 pitch, that'll get there at the knees, one ball and one strike. Shadow just stretching out now to the batter's boxes. And up just past first base, all in foul ground. Pitch to Corona is high for a ball. Two balls and one strike. And we are dealing with direct sunlight for the first time since, what, game two of this series. Two balls, one strike. Swing and a miss. Boy, chased the breaking ball away. And the count 2-2. Found it interesting, by the way, Wichita and Northwest Arkansas today playing at Wichita, Kansas. Played a day game. I'll see, I guess, fireworks tomorrow, but played a day game today. Northwest Arkansas defeated Wichita 7-4. Pitch up and in for a ball. Full count, 3-2. First loss of the second half for the Wind Surge. So they are now 4-1 to start the second half of the season, and they lead the North. Back up pitched up inside, ball 4. Well, Kennedy Corona is a very, very good base dealer. So, again, Avilés has swiped two. He has 8 steals, does Luis Avilés Jr., but that's in 18 games with a hook. So, let's see if Corona might be running here. The batter is Drew Gilbert. Flew out to fairly deep left center field his first time up with Lawrence Butler making the play. Left-handed hitter waits. And the runner bluffs, doesn't go. Chopper foul, wide of first base. Oh, and one. Pretty good bluff by Kennedy Corona, but he put the brakes on. Foul ball must be retrieved, and Drew Swift will do the duties. Up on the berm, yep. And away, nice gentle toss. About 8 kids on the berm, and of course they're all looking for the toss of the gentle toss of the foul ball. And Drew did so. Nice gentle toss, and first kid with a chance went right between his hands. Kid right behind him did a belly flop and fell right on that ball. Got himself a souvenir and sore stomach, I'm guessing. Pitch up and away for a ball. It's 1-1 now to Drew Gilbert. Boy, Rockhounds really shade him to pull. Daryl Hernandez, you're flirting with a shift. He is legal, by the way, by several feet, but boy, that's about as close to behind the bag as you will see with the new rules. Good breaking pitch. A little backdoor for a called strike. It's 1-2. Daryl's wandering a little bit. He's actually, boy, right on the borderline. They really have groove. Drew Gilbert played to pull. Right side as well. Pitch to Gilbert, and he pulls it just foul wide at first base. Boy, jumped all over that pitch and drilled it, but it was just foul. 1-2. Joey Loperfido on deck, and if you're any team in the Texas League, and I think any team in the Texas League could put an asterisk next to the Hounds because he's been sensational against the Hounds, you would like Loperfido leading off an inning and not up there with men on base. One on and two out, one in. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on and bounced foul. Corona got a good jump. As did Aviles both times when he stole a pair of aces. So it's a ball and two strikes still to Drew Gilbert. A little bit of a cloud cover for a moment. Most of the field now drifting into shadow as Beers comes set. One ball, two strikes, runner goes, pitches, swung on that foul tip. Boy, Gilbert with a rip. He stumbled a little bit after that swing, and it's got a tiny piece of it. So Corona has gone on the last two pitches. And he walks back now slowly to first base. That, of course, is something that will slow down the pitch clock. And with a 1-2 count now, the clock will reset. Hasn't yet. No, yes, it has. I beg your pardon. Looking at the wrong readout. Gilbert waits. Ball and two strikes yet again. Corona not going. Pitch to Gilbert. And a high fly ball. Right field. It's got a chance to do damage. Over toward the bullpen. And it's gone. It's a two-run home run. Short porch home run. Oh, that is so frustrating for Blake Beers. Just exasperated. That is pretty much a routine fly ball in almost any ballpark in this league, but not there. Finds the short porch, two-run home run, and the Hooks lead it 3-1. Drew with his third home run, 11th and 12th runs driven in. That's one of those towering fly balls. Chris Smith will come out and talk to Blake, and I would guess, in part, that's just to say, look, that's just the ballpark that kind of got you there. There are about three or four, and I need to make a better list than I have, just a mental list. But there are three or four ballparks in this league that do have very short and reachable outfield fences, and most are in right field, couple in left. Left field in Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, and left and left center, pretty renowned for the ball getting out of there. The wind usually pushes that way. But the short porch here is particularly frustrating because the bullpen is cordoned off by a fence which is only 4.5 feet tall. And in this case, right fielder Denzel Clark was standing at that fence, reached as best he could, and the ball eluded him by maybe 10 feet. So it went maybe 330. It might do some damage in some ballparks, but, boy, those are frustrating here. Pitch high and away to Joey Loperfido. One ball, no strikes. And to add to the frustration, that makes all three runs earned. Swinging a high pop foul off Loperfido's bat off to the left and out of play. 1-1 to the Hook center fielder. Well, this guy plays everywhere. We've seen him at first, second, outfield, I think almost everywhere in the outfield. One ball and one strike, 3-1 Hooks. A 1-1 pitch, and that ball is hit hard and deep to right center, but I think Denzel's got a beat on it. He does. Well-hit ball by Loperfido, but it's hauled in. Denzel makes the catch on the well-hit ball. Inning is over, but the Hooks take the lead. Three runs on two hits, one walk, an error, and nobody left on base on Drew Gilbert's third home run of the season. As a member of the Hooks, that is. And we'll go to the bottom half of the third. Rockhounds and the Hooks. Village Car Wash score of the game. Corpus now on top, 3-1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Hounds will send 9-1 and 2 to the dish. Drew Swift, Lawrence Butler, and Brett Harris. And by the way, those are the three guys who walked it off last night. Drew led off the last of the ninth inning with a first pitch double. Lawrence Butler tripled, basically the same spot that Johnny Butler did just a few moments ago. And Brett Harris walked it off with a single. So that trio, the base Redkova, now has a 3-1 lead with which to deal, and delivers down and away to Drew. Ball one, one ball, no strikes to the Hounds second baseman. Shadow just stretching out now in front of home plate. Drew swings, fouls it back. It's one ball and one strike. Drew Swift, 10 for his first 23 at the double-A level. And he doubled on the first at bat after he was promoted, and Johnny Butler tripled in his first at bat. That one just, again, minutes ago. Pitch to the outside edge is wide to count 2-1. Broadcast brought your way by the folks you just heard from a moment ago, Hilliard IT Solutions. It's an anniversary of an amazing baseball game. Bouncer, foul, wide to third, 2-2. There's a book written about it called The Greatest Game Ever Pitched. And there's an article on MLB.com today about it. It's the 60th anniversary of the game. The greatest duel ever in baseball. Pitch up high, 3-2. And the evidence is pretty overwhelming. It involved a pair of Hall of Famers. The swing at a high pop-up, right side. Might be Correa. Who's going to get there? Not going to be the first baseman in. Jordan Brewer makes that catch. A little Bermuda Triangle working there with Correa, Brewer, and Gilbert, second, first, and right field, respectively, but Drew Swift pops out. So one man down here in the last of the third, top of the order, and Lawrence Butler is the batter with one man down. Cheating in at third is Aviles Jr. It's outside for a ball. Hooks have done that a lot with Lawrence at the plate. He's got a lot of power, but he also has speed. So Avila is cheating almost to the edge of the grass. Takes just outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Lawrence coming into the game at 287. 10 homers, 42 driven in. Leads the team in home runs. Swings and misses. Had that in mind with that swing. Two balls, one strike. And again, a huge triple last night that tied the ball game, and he scored the game-winning run in the last of the ninth moments later. Pitch to Butler is sent high and foul. Off to the left, mostly blue sky with some high harmless-type clouds. Foul ball has two or three young men in particular hustling after it. Hope they got there. Two balls, two strikes. Cobas pitch, hard hit ball to second. That is backhanded to the shoe tops by Correa. Throws to first for the out. It's a nice pick by J.C. Correa. Two men down in the inning, and the batter is Brett Harris. Fouled out to the catcher C.J. Stubbs his first time. Well, the ball game we're talking about was 60 years ago today. It was at Old Candlestick Park in San Francisco, California. The Braves and the Dodgers. Brett Harris, big swing and a miss, comes up empty, and the two pitchers two of the best of all time, Juan Marichal, the great giant, and Warren Spahn, at that time a veteran, but still a great one with the Braves. A swing and a pop foul right side, giving a look as Brewer, not going to run out of room. Boy, Jordan was after that ball, and intently so, but the ball into the seats. Quick 0-2 count, though. Those are two really good teams. You had the likes of Willie Mays playing for the Giants, Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews for the Braves, among others. Little looper out towards second base, and that's going to drop for a little duck snort for Brett Harris. Boy, that is as close to an instant replay as you can have of the base hit off Luis Aviles Jr.'s bat just over the head of the second baseman. So Brett Harris with a two-out single. Again, that comes on an 0-2 pitch against a very good pitcher, so didn't hit it real hard, but it dropped. And here's Darryl Hernandez, bounced to short his first time up. Swing and a miss, chased the slider away, and the count is 0-1. Of course, it was a different time, space, and dimension back then. Juan Marichal was only 25 at the time. Warren Spahn was 42. He was a great pitcher, maybe one of the great left-handers of all time. Stretching pitch by Koba. Swing and a miss. Boy, comes back with a fastball elevated a bit. And a quick 0-2 count here. And Darryl will take time out. Just the basics on the game tell you that it was a great pitcher's duel. It was a game that was decided in the last of the 16th inning at Candlestick. And the score was 1-0. Pitch down and away for a ball. Now, of course, that could be a whole bunch of pitchers combined and just doing a great job. But in this case, the two starters went the distance. 1-0 in 16 innings. Marichal and Spahn. And if those names are not familiar, well, they are some of the greats. Ground ball to the left side of the infield, handled by Stevens. Low throw, picked nicely by Correa. And the inning comes to an end. 6-4. Goes the put-out, fielder's choice ends the inning. Well, we give you remarkable numbers on this date in history from the game called the Greatest Pitcher's Duel of All Time. And we'll give you numbers on this game as well. We played 3 for the car wash score of our game. Corpus Christi, 3, and the Rockdowns, 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Rockhounds and the Hooks, Sunday evening at Momentum Bank Ballpark in Corpus Christi on top. Drew Gilbert with a two-run home run found that short porch in right field and drove in a pair with that one. Broke a one-all tie, 3-1 the score with the Hooks on top. Rockhounds got a walk from Shane McGuire in the second inning and an RBI double, or triple, forgive me, by Johnny Butler. First pitch swing in the bottom of the second inning, and that gave the Hounds a 1-0 advantage. Luis Aviles Jr., little flare single, stole second, stole third, and on the steal of third, an errant throw allowed him to score. A walk and the Drew Gilbert home run, making it a 3-1 game. We go to the fourth, and Zach Daniels fouls first pitch he sees off to the right, out of play. An 0-1 count to Daniels. Jordan Brewer and Chad Stevens to follow. Blake Beer's pitch fouled away again. A little bit behind the fastball, it's 0-2. Hooks have 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors, 3-2-0. Rockdowns, 1 run, 2 hits, and 1 error, 1-2-1. Home run made, all three runs earned for right-hander Blake Beers. 0-2 count to Daniels. Right-handed hitter and a tough one. He swings and pops this one up foul, straight back out of play. Still 0-2. Game 5 of a 6-game series. Teams will wrap this thing up tomorrow, 6:05 again, Monday, the only Monday game of the year. Third day of July, fireworks will follow, as they will this evening. Backup pitch is down and in, and the count 1-2. And in that regard, not too late to come out and join us. Fourth inning of baseball with a bunch of the ball game and fireworks still to follow. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed. Zach Daniels is out on strikes. One away for Jordan Brewer, strikeout victim in the second inning. So 6:05 tomorrow, Julio Urbina will face off with Jack Cushing, the pitching matchup. No off day this week. Brewer swings, fouls it back, it's 0-1. The team's had Monday and Tuesday off of this week coming in, and that was kind of appropriate. It was the end of the first half as well. Hounds will be at Frisco on the 4th of July, and as mentioned earlier, the Hooks will be at home, and I'll even get the ballpark right. Pitch high and away, 1-1. Hooks will be at Whataburger Field on the 4th of July. It's a great thing, man, baseball on Independence Day. Jordan Brewer takes down and away. The count goes 2-1. So the 5th game of this series, Rockhounds have won the first 4. Last night in comeback fashion, game that was delayed by just over an hour and a half due to rain to get started. So it was about 11:09 when the game ended. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Good strong fastball away. 94 miles an hour from Blake Beers. Fans were rewarded nicely, though. Those who, again, passed the time and watched the game, and Hounds walked it off. Pitch up and in for a ball. 3-2. Fireworks nights in minor league baseball. Of course, you get the absolute storybook endings for Rockhounds. Got one of those last night. They've had 2 or 3 this year, in fact. Back up pitch, and that's inside, ball 4. So Brewer will draw a base on balls, second of the ball game. And here's Chad Stevens. Then you get those nights where you have especially on a fireworks night, because if you follow me here, it's a captive audience. In other words, unless folks are just, you know, going to leave for whatever the reason, they're going to stay to watch the fireworks. And so many times the visiting team just goes off and crazy and has a lopsided lead. It's just Murphy's Law. Swinging a foul out of play, 0-1. Chad Stevens flew out to right field his first time to the Hook shortstop. But last night was more of the storybook variety. A great thing, baseball and fireworks. Tonight and tomorrow here, and Tuesday at Corpus Christi. 0-1 pitch. That'll get there. Called strike, though. Bit of a delayed call, count 0-2. One on, one out, fourth inning, Corpus Christi 3, Rockhounds 1. Chad Stevens at the plate, Luis Aviles Jr., who scored the game's first run for Corpus, is on deck. Shadow reaching out now in front of home plate. Runner goes, pitches, check swing strike, and the throw down to second, not going to be in time. Well, for Chad Stevens, again, the number just jumps out at you. That is strikeout number 100 on this season. And a little check swings. Good pitch by Beers. Another steal as Jordan Brewer steals second base. Luis Aviles Jr. had the first 2 of those. So a runner again in scoring position. Fourth strikeout of the game for Blake Beers. And Aviles stands in, takes outside for ball 1. 1-1, no strikes. That ball jumping into the shadow from bright sunlight again. Field went into shadow's little cloud cover for about 5 minutes, but it's bright sunshine again. 1-0 pitch, and that is fouled away. The count, 1-1. Aviles, right-handed hitter. Base runner is Jordan Brewer. Brewer just his 3rd steal, although he's playing in just his 17th game. He'd been caught 3 times, but he got a good jump there. The Hooks have run well against the Hounds in this game. Foul right at the plate. Oh, and off his foot. Luis will try to walk that off. It's 1-2. 1-2. Mentioning today the greatest game ever pitched. That's the title of a book written about this particular game. The greatest duel of all time, according to MLB.com. Giants, Juan Marichal, Braves, left-hander Warren Spahn. They both go the distance. They both toss 15 scoreless innings. Marichal tosses a 16th scoreless. And the Giants win in the bottom of the 16th at Candlestick on a walk-off home run. 1-0. Pitch swung on and popped high in the air and foul out of play. It's 1-2. And both pitchers went the distance. I looked this up. The folks at Sabre, the Society for American Baseball, is it reference? I can never remember it. Sabre, those folks, they are remarkable. The research those people do, my goodness. And they have a great article on the game 60 years ago today. Swing and a miss and a breaking pitch away in the inning is over. So a walk, but also three strikeouts in the inning. And we will go to the bottom half of the fourth, give you some remarkable numbers from that game. Classic matchup, Giants and Braves on this date. And by the way, the ending, talking about storybooks, directly out of one, it would seem. After 3.5, our Village Car Wash score has the hooks on top, 3-1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhouse. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Last half of the fourth, Denzel Clark sends the first pitch high in the air to right field. Don't know if it's going to carry. It's going to be flirting, but not quite enough to find that short porch. So one pitch, one swing, one high fly ball to right field. And the guy who caught that ball just in front of the bullpen fence is the guy who sent the ball just over the right field bullpen fence to the plate for the hooks. Drew Gilbert hauls it in. His two-run home run. That's the difference in this ball game. It's 3-1 Corpus. Here's Shane McGuire, walked and scored his first time up. Takes right down the middle, called strike from Redkoba. Again, cheating well in is Aviles at third base. Basically right to the edge of the grass. Koba will clean the spikes briefly, and I think now Shane going to step out. Pitch clock reset. Now Aviles right up to the edge of the grass. I think Shane bunts very much. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-1. But the Hooks have played their third baseman. And tonight again, or this evening, feels a little bit more like it. Bright sunlight. But this evening, it's Luis Aviles Jr. playing way in. Pitch to McGuire. Fouled it back. Boy, look out. Into the VIP set. Oh, and a great catch. Row two right behind home plate. On the carom from the suites. And that gentleman, oh, man, that's double credit. He had a beverage in his, left hand? I think he had a beverage in the left hand, caught the ball with the right. Wow. Forgive me, Shane McGuire, watching the fan catch. Here's the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. He's out on strike. So, and Koba really tough against the Rockhounds in each of his first two starts. Gave up a run on the triple by the man on deck, Johnny Butler, in the second. But he has been tough. Foul ball straight back that got the sod of one of the suites and went all the way down into row two of the seats. And again, boy, no spillage whatsoever. Beverage in one hand, baseball in the other. Nicely done. Going to get a selfie of himself with the baseball. It's deserved. J.J. takes outside for ball one, a ball and no strikes. Coben now delivers one right down the middle, and it's one and one. So quickly, two up, two down in the bottom of the fourth inning. Shadow extending out about a third of the way to the mound now. Bright, very distinct sunlight and very distinct shadow. Pitch swung on, fouled back, count one and two. J.J. 0 for 1, but he lined out sharply to right field his first time up. Again, ups and downs in baseball are just the nature of the deal, but his last nine games, J.J. just 3 for his last 31. A little swinging bunt, a little tapper on front of the plate. That's a foul ball, still 1 and 2. Johnny Butler, who has the Rockhounds RBI in this game, waiting on deck. Bottom of the fourth inning, and Corpus Christi leads this game 3-1. Hook's trying to get in the win column for the first time in the second half. Rockhounds have won 6 in a row overall, looking to go 5-0 in the second half. Here's the 1-2. Now pitch called, third strike. Just got there. Upper edge strike, but Chris Presley Murphy said it got there, and J.J. can only walk away. So for the second time in four innings, Rhett Koba with a 1-2-3 inning, and he retires the last two batters by strikes. We'll go to the top half of the fifth inning of play, and after four complete, Village Car Wash score, the Corpus Christi Hooks 3, and the Rockhounds 1.
If you love H-E-B but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On this Independence Day weekend, thanks so much for spending part of it with us here on Rockhounds Radio and MidlandRockhounds.org. Bob Hart's at Momentum Bank Ballpark. If you're out and about, be safe, enjoy, celebrate independence. Get time a little bit later. Actually, there is one little historic piece that says today is actually the day that should be celebrated as Independence Day. John Adams thought that, and he was one of the guys who wrote the thing, right? Go to the top half of the fifth inning of play, and it'll be J.C. Correa, with C.J. Stubbs on deck. You got J.C. and C.J. in the 8 and 9 spots. Correa 0 for 1, but he hit it hard his first time. He lined out to center field. Right-handed hitter, he's the second baseman. Pitch from Beers, got the outside corner called strike. Well, that Giants-Braves game, check these numbers out from long ago. 60th anniversary this date, 1-0, 16 innings. Starters went the distance. Pitch swung on, hard hit ball, and a diving stop by Hernandez. Gets up, throws, and did he get him? Hung on to the ball and out! William Simonite, and they're going to discuss this. Joe Thon thought that Simo came off the bag, and the Hooks are convinced that he did. Again, there was a call that was overturned the other evening. That is really close. Tremendous play by Hernandez. Obviously, our replay is not going to be close enough to tell us, so the umpires will discuss this. Great play by Hernandez, but whether or not that foot stayed on the bag, Simo made a great effort to get there, so the umpires will talk this over, and we'll see. For now, Correa stays on the bag at first base. Now the umpires are conferring. And Bobby Crosby got one of these overturned, and now they're going to say safe. So up he is safe, and we'll see. I would think that'll be a base hit. That was a diving stop. William Simonite really disagrees with that. He thought he kept his foot on, so it's got to be a base hit. Again, that was a great effort from Hernandez. The throw indeed does pull Simo off the bag, but that was a diving stop to get there initially. So Hernandez with a brilliant play. But it's a base hit, going to be one on and nobody down. Here's C.J. Stubbs. In that Braves-Giants game, Juan Marichal and Warren Spahn went the distance. Marichal, 16 innings, Spahn, 15 and a third. 1-0 was the final score. Greatest duel of all time, as it is referred to. C.J. Stubbs takes down and away for a ball. Marichal went 16 innings, gave up 8 hits, 4 walks, 10 strikeouts. He gave up one extra base hit, and the guy who got it was the other pitcher, Warren Spahn. Great stuff there. Pitch up and in, 2-0. Spahn, and there's an intriguing number. See if the number jumps out at you as it does to me. 15 and a third. Now, he gave up 9 hits compared to 8. He walked only 1, struck out 2, and gave up 2 extra base hits. Swinging a hard hit ball to shortstop. No, knocked down by Hernandez. Boy, right out of the sun. Man, that's tough to score. I think that'll be that's a base hit. That's a line shot and coming right out of the sunshine. C.J. Stubbs on a 2-0 pitch ripped it. Hernandez knocked it down, but that'll be a base hit. 2-1, nobody down. The number that just fascinates me. Warren Spahn goes 15 and a third, and obviously was brilliant. 9 base hits. He walked only 1 batter, but he struck out only 2. Talk about pitching to contact. He gave up 2 extra base hits, a double to a guy named Harvey Keene, one of the great outfielders of his generation. And the other end of the game. Here's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Kennedy Corona, who was flown to deep left, walked and scored. The game ended on a home run. Now it's called the greatest game ever pitched, the greatest duel of all time. So how about this for a fitting end? The only game, the only run of the game scored on a walk-off home run at Candlestick. There's a swing and a miss, 0-2. Hit through the wind, which was legendary at that ballpark. And the guy who hit it, Willie Mays. If that isn't the perfect icing on the cake. Set and pitched by Beers. Ball hit toward third, and that is a foul ball. Not by much. Brett Harris made the play. Don't think he had much of anything he could have done with it, but he did. He did get there for the ball in foul ground. That's just amazing stuff. 1-0, 16 innings. Marichal was 25 years of age. Warren Spahn, 42. How about pitches? And again, Sabre, these brilliant research people, they did come up with a pitch count. I couldn't find one the last couple of times I looked at this game, but yeah, they came up with a pitch count. 0-2 to Corona, 2-1, nobody down. Stretching pitch by Beers, down and away, 1-2. Again, leadoff singles, back-to-back, Correa and Stubbs, both on really good plays by Darryl Hernandez, particularly that first one to start the inning. 1-2 to Kennedy Corona. 3-1 hooks and a chance to expand the lead. First and second, nobody down. Pitch by Beers, down and away, count 2-2. Marichal that day threw 227 pitches. 227. Spahn threw 201. Again, he pitched a little bit more to contact, only 2 strikeouts. And Spahn, he was 42 years of age. Marichal, 25, is a great quote from that game. 2-2 pitch, ground ball, third base. Brett Harris makes the play. Flips to second base for one. The pivot, the turn, the throw. Yes, sir, around the horn. Double play, 5-4-3. That is nicely turned. Coming to third is J.C. Correa. Boy, that was really nice. Long throws all the way around, and Corona runs really well. That ball was sharply hit. Brett Harris to Drew Swift and on to William Simonite, 5-4-3. So 2 down in the inning. Runner at third. And here's Drew Gilbert. And home run his last time up. And, yep, that was a short porch special. But he got it out there and drove it in for the 2-run home run that remains the difference in this game. Left-handed hitter hit the ball probably harder his first time up than he did with a home run. Flew out to deep center. Takes a good breaking pitch for a called strike. And it's 0-1. At one point in extra innings, the Giants were thinking about pinch hitting for Juan Marichal. And Alvin Dark was the manager at that time of the Giants. Pitch swung on a shot back up the middle, but a line drive is gloved by Hernandez, and boy, that's fitting. That is not easy. That is a line drive coming right about between the belt and the knees and a laser right out of the sun. So a very promising start to the inning, but a double play and a line drive. And by the way, that ball, he two-handed that. Boy, that was absolutely a laser. No runs on two hits, no errors. A man left on base. We'll go to the bottom half of inning number five. We're midway through Sunday evening baseball, and our Village Car Wash score remains unchanged. Hooks three, Hounds one.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Johnny Butler leads it off. Triple, and the first pitch he saw swings here. You just knew he was going to. Comes up empty this time against Red Coba. Left-handed hitter leads it off. Bottom third of the order. Johnny just up from Lansing, joined the team yesterday. Ground ball to first, but that will be handled this time. Brewer is there. Boy, underhands to Coba. Cover is just in time. Butler runs well, and he's got some pop. He's going to be intriguing to watch. Bounces out first base to pitcher, one away here in the fifth inning, but he tripled driving in the Rockhounds' only run on the first pitch he saw at Double A baseball. One down for William Simonite, bounced out on a very nice play by third baseman Luis Aviles Jr. His first time up did Simo. Swings and a fly ball to center field, well struck but with room, drifting back, and there is Loperfido, and he'll make the play. So very quickly, two down here in the fifth. Late in that 16-inning game, we're talking about the greatest game ever pitched. Scoreless game. Giants were thinking about pinch hitting for Juan Marichal. Alvin Dark, the manager, asked Marichal basically if he wanted to keep going or should they pinch hit for him. Here's Drew Swift. He takes a strike down the middle. Marichal, who was 25 years of age, said, hey, there's a 42-year-old guy in the other dugout who's still pitching. I have to, too. Swinging a foul away, and it's 0-2. Spahn was 42 and Marichal 25. And Willie Mays wins it with a walk-off home run, 1-0 at Candlestick Park. Man, that is an all-time game. Breaking pitches looped into right field, a base hit. Little inside-out swing, got it in on Drew, and Drew Swift continues to just be remarkable. And that's not only a base hit, and again, it wasn't really a hard hit. It was a flare into right field, but that's an 0-2 pitch. Very similar to the base hit that Brett Harris got in the third. In fact, the Rockhounds have three hits, and two of them are 0-2 flares. The other, of course, the triple by Johnny Butler. Now Lawrence Butler, 0-2, takes just down low, one ball, no strikes. Drew Swift is 11 for 25. Double-A baseball. He's hitting .440. Seven games in, of course. He is edging at first base. Is he going or just acting? No, he's just very much energetic over there. Foul tip as Lawrence is out in front over the top. One ball, one strike. In his short stint with the Rockhounds, Drew Swift has one steal and has been caught one time. 3-1 hooks. Sunlight becomes a bit veiled now. One ball, one strike. Toss over to first base, and Swift dives back into the bag. Jordan Brewer handles the throw. Lawrence Butler, left-handed hitter. One on and two men down, 3-1 hooks in the fifth. Swift, leaning, not going, pitch swung on, sliced high and foul. Left field side, well out of play, 1-2 to count. And Rhett Koba, who has been very good all season overall, particularly so, and very, very good against the Rockhounds, and continues that here this Sunday evening in West Texas. Runner goes, pitch is taken, up and away. Here's the throw, got a chance, slapped the tag, they got him. So Drew trying to steal second base, but he is thrown out, and that will end the inning. So Lawrence Butler will lead off the sixth inning for the Rockhounds. No runs on a base hit, but on the caught stealing, nobody left on base. Well, we have played five. Give you some totals here in a moment. Game five of this six-game series, and our Village Car Wash score has the hooks on top, 3-1.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
The hooks on one swing lead this game. A two-run home run by Drew Gilbert, breaking a one-all tie. In this ballpark, one of the features of it is the very, very reachable right field bullpen. Ball gets over that 4.5-foot fence into the bullpen. That is a home run, and Drew found it with a swing in the third inning. And one thing, and I think I mentioned it at the time, if I didn't, I should have, was a really good at-bat by Drew Gilbert. He got down in the count 1-2. He fouled off 3 2-strike pitches and then got just enough to lift the ball into the pen for the two-run home run. So the hooks lead at 3-1, 3 runs on 4 base hits in this game for Corpus Christi. As Joey Loperfido will lead it off, 3, 4, and 5 here in the top of the sixth inning. Blake Beers on the first pitch finds the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Hooks 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Rockhounds 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error. Blake Beers into the motion. The right-hander delivers, and Loperfido, ground ball to the right side. Drew Swift looks that into the glove, throws to first for the out. 1 down in the sixth inning. Zach Daniels, the batter. Jordan Brewer is on deck. Hounds took a 1-0 lead in the second, a one-out walk by Shane McGuire. Only the second walk issued by Rhett Koba against the Hounds, and what do you know, it turns into a run. Johnny Butler, first at-bat as a member of the Rockhounds' first pitch he saw, and he drove it to the base of the wall in deep right center field for a stand-up RBI triple. Hounds led 1-0 at that point. Daniels waits, pitch from Beers, just low and away, 1-0. Leadoff single by Luis Aviles Jr. in the third. He stole second, stole third, and on that steal, an errant throw allowed him to score. Chopper toward third, Brett Harris charges. Ah, nice pick on the short hop. Throws across the diamond for the out. That's beautifully handled. Boy, that's a play third baseman have to make, but it doesn't make it easy. That was nicely picked with the short hop by Brett. Good throw in motion. 2 up, 2 down for Jordan Brewer. With 2 out in the third inning on a 3-2 pitch, Kennedy Corona walked, and then Drew Gilbert, as mentioned, a really good at-bat, fouled a trio of pitches away and then got one out of here for a 2-run home run. Pitch up and into Jordan Brewer, 1-0. So 3-1 the score. Rockhounds have won the first 4 games of this series, which concludes tomorrow evening at 6:05. Brewer swings, fouls it off, count 1-1 to the Hooks first baseman. Again, a little bit of cloud cover behind us apparently now. The field has drifted into shadows. It's an opportune time for hitters. Backup pitching a good one, got there, called strike 1-2. And that baseball not passing from sunshine to shadows at any point in its flight between the mound and the dish. And, of course, the defenders, boy, they can breathe a little bit. Ground ball to the left of the shortstop. Hernandez makes the play. Behind the bag, sets up, throws, and got him. Hooks are equal opportunity employers here in the sixth inning. They ground out to second, third, and short. And for the first time since the second inning, the hooks will go in order. And we are bound for the bottom half of the sixth inning of play. Village Car Wash score of the ball game. The Corpus Christi Hooks lead the Hounds by the score of 3-1.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Right-hander Jonathan Sprinkle is on the pitch for Corpus Christi as we go to the top half of the sixth. Rhett Koba, again, really good. A 4.33 ERA for the season, which is very solid. Against the Hounds, he came in at 3.27. And he will go five innings, gives up three base hits. Only two of them were hard hit. Two of them were just good at-bats. 0-2 counts, Brett Harris and Drew Swift with little flair singles. Of course, the triple by Johnny Butler, and that was really hard hit. Lawrence Butler will lead it off, top of the order. He was at the plate when Drew Swift was caught trying to steal a base. Sprinkles pitch, and he turns into it and went around. It's an 0-1 count upon appeal. Brett Harris and Darryl Hernandez will follow in the Rockhound sixth. A 3-1 score. So Koba's day is done. Swing and a miss. Boy, Lawrence with a big cut, but he comes up empty. Koba has gone 16 innings against the Hounds. He's given up only 8 base hits, 5 runs. So ERA of under 1.5. Doesn't quite sound right. Where's the calculator when you need one? Pitch to Lawrence, and he sends one into right field. Going to sink and drop in front of Drew Gilbert for a base hit. He makes the play on the short hop. Well, Lawrence Butler's a strong kid. That pitch looked like it was middle out and down just a little bit. And again, an 0-2 pitch. And he just reached out and yanked that into right field for a base hit, a kind of a medium-range line drive. Hounds in this game have 4 hits. Brett Harris, who has one of them, steps to the plate. Of the 4 hits the Rockhounds have, one was the first pitch triple by Butler. The others are 0-2 singles. Brett swings and misses, comes up empty as Sprinkle sends that one by him. Jonathan, tall right-hander. 6'6", 235. He's from Overland Park, Kansas. 0-1 stretch. Butler runs, pitch down and away. Boy, no way going to get him. The throw is high and wide. Oh, a little deke right there. Stolen base for Lawrence, his 12th of the season. Second of this series. 1-1, one strike to Brett Harris, and a runner in scoring position. That was tricky little stuff. J.C. Correa tried to bluff that the throw got by him. It did not. Get that momentum and that energy working. Swing and a miss. 1-1, 2 strikes as Brett chases one down and away. Get a little adrenaline going, and maybe that runner tries to move up. Sunshine now coming back out from behind the clouds, and the shadow stretching right to the feet of Jonathan Sprinkle on the mound for the Hooks. Here in the sixth inning, Corpus Christi leading the game, 3-1 the score. Sprinkle 2-0 in 13 outings at 10.61 earned run average. Bases on balls have been the issue. The pitch way low and outside for a ball. The count goes 2-2. Sprinkle in 9 and a third innings has given up only six hits, but he's walked 15 and struck out 9. And wouldn't you know, he got ahead of Lawrence Butler 0-2. Go figure. But Butler on at second base with a single and a steal. Pitch to Harris, and that's outside. And that's ball three, 3-2. So the Hooks with a two-run advantage, bottom half of the sixth inning. Brett Harris at the plate, and Lawrence Butler on at second base, nobody out. 3-2, first base open, pitch on that, hit it. Well, that won't go as a walk, but it really was. And that pitch not hitting, that was way inside, would have been ball four, so instead a hit batsman. And the batter will be Darryl Hernandez with 2-1 and nobody down. Darryl 0-for-2. He's bounced to short and bounced into a 6-4 fielder's choice. Sunshine now is back at full tilt out from behind the clouds. Sprinkle set. Hernandez waits. First and second. Tying runs on base. This ball way outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Darryl Hernandez at the plate. Denzel Clark on deck. Sprinkle comes set. Hands at the belt. Glances over the shoulder at second base. Comes to the plate and yanks that one down and away. That's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. And saw last night with Rockhound starter Ryan Cusick, when you're struggling to find the zone, well, that pitcher's mound can be a lonely place. And Sprinkle got ahead of Butler 0-2, but then gave up the base hit. He hit Harris on a 3-2. Pitch down the middle, bats a strike at the knees. And the count, two balls, one strike. Hernandez, right-handed hitter. Wheels that bat around a time or two. Now he comes set, Sprinkle set. Looks at the runner at second. Now kicks, comes to the plate, swinging a hard hit ball, and it's going to be knocked down beautifully and shortstop by Stevens to second for one. That's all they'll get, boy. Both shortstops, just terrific plays. That was really interesting. Both Jonathan Sprinkle and second baseman J.C. Correa, once that out was recorded and the play was over, both just stopped and pointed directly at Chad Stevens. That is a terrific play by Stevens. 6-4 put out at second base. Advancing to third is Lawrence Butler, first and third, one away for Denzel Clark. Marvelous play by Stevens. Boy, and a good strong throw. He had to send that a ways. Made the play moving toward the hole. Pitch down and away, ball one to Denzel Clark. Shane McGuire on deck for the Hounds, last of the sixth inning. 2-1 and one man down. Hernandez at first, Butler at third. Both guys run well. Stretch and pitch to Denzel. Down and away. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Probably Crosby going over, saying something to Lawrence Butler as he is the base runner at third. Sprinkle looks in for the sign from catcher C.J. Stubbs. Comes set at the belt. Runners at the corners. Pitch to Denzel. Boy, that just got there. Strike knee high. He's thrown a couple of just perfect pitches through the same delivery to Hernandez a moment ago. Looked faster than it was. It was an 89-mile-an-hour pitch, perfectly located. Two balls, one strike. Pitch to Denzel. That's inside. That's ball three. Again, patience would seem to be a virtue against Sprinkle with a 15 bases on balls in 9 1/3 innings. He comes set, 3-1. Denzel, right-handed hitter, swings, bounces one foul, wide to third base. Pretty good 3-1 pitch, got in on him, and Denzel was over the top, bounced to foul. He struck out and flown out to deep right field against starter Rhett Koba. He remains the pitcher of record, of course, for the Hooks. Blake Beers, Rockhound starter, has pitched 6. 3-2. First and third, one man down, runner not going, pitch swung on, roll toward the right side, and that's going to get down on the outfield grass, going to be no play, and that's an RBI single for Denzel Clark. Just rolled it right side. They had him shaded toward the middle to pull, and that ball was not overly hard hit, but by the time J.C. Correa got to it, and flagged it down. He was on the outfield grass. Denzel Clark with his 30th RBI of this season. Advancing to second is Hernandez. Base hit to the second baseman in shallow right field. And that brings up Shane McGuire. 3-2 is the score. Sprinkle set. McGuire waits from the left side. Sprinkle's pitch. Just low and outside for a ball. Stubbs trying to frame that. Did a nice job of it, but the pitch was just down the way. So Hooks 3, Hounds 2. Right-hander set. Looks at the runner at second. Comes to the plate. That's up and away. That's ball two. Again, McGuire, a guy with a pretty discerning eye. He has walked and whiffed in the game. Left-handed hitter ready to go. Two balls, no strikes. Clark at first, Hernandez at second, in a one-run game. Stretch and pitch. That'll get there. Called strike in the outside half, 2-1. Shane, a 229 overall, 3 home runs, 22 driven in. Left-handed hitter, classic upright stance as he waits. Sprinkle a look at second base. The right-hander delivers, swinging a foul back, and that evens up the count now at 2-2. Won't be a whole lot longer, but for right now, when the 6-foot-6-inch right-hander delivers the ball, that's at that point in the evening where the ball right off his fingertips goes from bright sunlight into the shadow. Shadow just past the pitcher's mound. And treacherous on the left side of the infield and outfield. Two balls, two strikes. McGuire waits. Runners their leads. Pitch from Sprinkle. Got him. Called third strike. Knee high outside corner. So Shane McGuire out on strikes. And again, Sprinkle, he has not walked a batter, although in essence he did, because again, he hit Brett Harris with a 3-2 pitch. But well, he's also thrown about three or four just absolutely perfect pitches. Here's J.J. Schwarz. He would love to break loose right here. J.J. and it's one of those baseball slumps that everybody has to endure from time to time, it seems. Takes a backup pitch, a strike, 0-1. Lined out sharply to right fielder Drew Gilbert in the second, struck out looking in the fourth, both against Koba. So three for his last 32, and just looking for a good swing. 0-1 pitch, another backup pitch, and another strike, and it's 0-2. J.J. asked for timeout. Johnny Butler waiting on deck. J.J. now will stand back in. Pitch clock is in motion. 0-2 the count. 2-1 and two men out. Hounds had 2-1, nobody out. They have one run in. J.J. waits. 0-2 count. Stretch a pitch by Sprinkle. Swung on and fouled away. So the count stays 0-2. J.J. at 218 overall in the season. 6 home runs, has 22 driven in. That's Denzel Clark at first base. Darryl Hernandez at second. As mentioned, they both run well. It's J.J. swing and a miss. And Sprinkle comes back. That's a really strong inning for a guy who struggled with command. Sprinkle gives up a run on one, making a couple of base hits. And two men are left on base. Well, we have played six. And after six complete, our Village Car Wash score of the ball game reads Corpus Christi 3, the Rockhounds 2.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck. We'll be right back.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
And so we go to the top half of the seventh inning with Corpus Christi lead now at 3-2. Dyer made a terrific play in that last inning as Chad Stevens, and he will lead it off. 0-for-2 with a fly ball to Sue right field and a strikeout. Takes outside and low ball, one for Blake Beers. He'll blink into his seventh inning of work. A couple of guys beginning to stretch, not yet throwing in the Hounds bullpen. 3-2 the score. Pitch just drops low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Luis Aviles Jr. and J.C. Correa will follow here in the Corpus Christi seventh inning. Still bright sunlight on the field. 2-0 pitch. Way up and in. Ball three. So Blake with a 3-0 count. I think that's the first time he's done that today. Not sure he's gone 2-0. He went 2-0 to C.J. Stubbs in the fifth. That's the only other time he's gone as much as two balls, no strikes. A 3-0 pitch, and that will be a strike to Stevens. Again, left side of the infield and left and center fields really battling the sun for a while, yet pitch up and in for ball four. So Chad Stevens draws a base on balls. He is one of the several guys on this team that runs and runs very well. He has 11 steals, has been caught just three times. Luis Aviles Jr., a single, two steals, and a run scored on a throwing error on the second of those stolen bases and struck out in the third and fourth, respectively. One on and nobody down. Hounds got one run in the sixth inning, but Jonathan Sprinkle got out of the jam with back-to-back strikeouts. Good backup pitch from Beers will get there, called strike 0-1. Luis Aviles Jr., 306 since joining the hooks, and he's added 1-for-2 on the day. Right-handed hitter tapping that right shoulder with the bat as he waits, takes way up and in and bends back out of the way. One ball, one strike. Hounds will have activity in the bullpen. Now Shane McGuire are going to go out and have a visit. I believe Hounds have Durbin Feltman warming up in the bullpen. And yes, it sure is. He has been tremendous out of the bullpen for the Rockhounds. Mentioned Wichita fell today. They played a day game in Wichita. Just doing one fireworks show, and that's tomorrow, obviously, but Northwest Arkansas, first win of the second half, handing Wichita its first loss of half number two. One ball, one strike to count. Aviles Jr. waits, stretch a pitch by Beers, rolled out towards shortstop. Darryl Hernandez has it, goes a short way to second base for one on to first. They're going to get him, double play, 6-4-3. Boy, that ball took a while to get to Darryl, I thought. But he got to it on the infield dirt. Aviles runs very well, and you wondered if they could turn the double play, but indeed the Hounds do. Hernandez to Swift to Simonite. Second double play for the Rockhounds in this game. They went around the horn in the fifth. So here's J.C. Correa with the bases now empty. Beers delivers down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Blake Winwood almost be assured in his final inning. Maybe final hitter swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch, 1-1. Blake, 19th round choice, 2021 by the A's out of University of Michigan. Swings a little shot out towards second, glove by Swift on the edge of sunlight and shadow, and the inning will come to an end. So no runs or hits, a walk, but the Rockhounds take care of that with a nice 6-4-3 double play. Well, another good ball game between these two teams. Well, it's a good matchup and has been really good rivalry since the Hooks were born in 2005. Non-Googleable trivia. We don't know who invented the game of baseball, but there have been some incarnations. I'll tell you about one that was considered the game of the it was going to be the way the game was played, and it was a little crazy. We'll tell you about that coming up. Take me out to the ball game time. Village Car Wash score. Hooks 3, Hounds 2.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Last half of the seventh inning, and U.S. rookie Taveras will come on to pitch. So one inning for Jonathan Sprinkle. Gave up a run, but he denied the Hounds anything more than that, and that could certainly be big by the time this game is in the books. So for Sprinkle, one inning, gave up two base hits, one run was earned. He didn't walk a batter, although hit Brett Harris with a 3-2 and struck out two. Bottom third of the order, Johnny Butler. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI triple. Then William Simonite and Drew Swift. Bottom third of the order to face the Hooks right-hander. Taveras with the first pitch, missed inside. Ball 1-1-0. Take you back on this date to the first ever college baseball game ever played. And they played it with interesting rules. Pop up left side of the infield. Oh, and this ball, nope, it's going to be handled by the third baseman. I'm watching Chad Stevens, and Chad looks up and got nothing but a face full of sunshine and didn't know where the ball was, and I was thinking it was going toward him. It was Aviles who made the play near the edge of the grass at third base. So pop out to third, and it really is treacherous on the left side of the infield, but this time Aviles has had things well under control. Here's William Simonite. Taveras delivers. It's the outside corner, 0-1. Amherst against Williams College on this date in 1859, the first ever college baseball game. It was played using the Massachusetts rules of baseball. Pitch, boy, just missed in. One ball, one strike. I actually spent more time looking at this than I should have. I was trying to find a way to actually try to verbally explain the rules of Massachusetts rules baseball. Pitch inside, and did it hit him? It did. Simo hit by a pitch, so it's one man on and one man down, and the batter is Drew Swift. But a couple of things about, well, I hope he's okay. Athletic trainer Jake Ruthie is going to come out as well, going to at least talk with Simo, and Bobby's going to come over. I'm not sure where he was hit, but he's walking to first base. Massachusetts rules of baseball included the following couple of things that are kind of interesting. It wasn't 90 feet between bases. It was 60 feet between bases, and the field was a square. It was a square. No foul territory, and the bases weren't bases necessarily at all. They were four-foot-high wooden stakes projecting up from the ground. That couldn't have lasted long. Massachusetts rules, and by the way, in that game, Amherst beat Williams College, but nobody's really sure of the score. Drew Swift takes way outside for a ball, 1-0. The official score was 73-32, but 66-32 by other reports. Apparently, they were still learning this stuff. It was in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. But there was an interesting element to Massachusetts rules baseball. If you Google it, it's interesting. Pitch inside for a ball, it's 2-0. After reaching base, how could a base runner be put out? Okay, guy reaches base, which is it's somewhat similar to what we now know. Pitch swung on, rolled out towards second base. This might be two. Backhanded flip to shortstop for one. Stevens on to first. Yes, sir. 4-6-3 double play. Each team turns a double play here in the seventh inning, and the Rockhounds are turned aside. So when we come back, I'm going to give you some choices here. In Massachusetts rules of baseball, how could a base runner be put out once he reached base? Number one, tagged by a defender with a ball in his glove, as we now know, tagged by a defender, to be hit by a ball thrown at him by a defender, or base runners could not be put out. once they reach base. We'll do that again when we come back. Seven innings complete. Village Car Wash, score of our ball game. Corpus 3, Rockhounds 2.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Corpus Christi leads the ball game by the score of 3-2. We go to the top half of the eighth inning. And right-hander Durbin Feltman on the pitch. Ryan score in this ball game through seven innings. Corpus Christi 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors, 3-4-0. Rockhounds 2 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error, 2-5-1. Two-run home run by Drew Gilbert, still the difference in the game. And we will go to the top half of the eighth inning. C.J. Stubbs fouls it back. Durbin Feltman on the mound. 0-1 count. Boy, Blake Fears, remember now, and again, I have to be careful how I say this, but it's just an element of the ballpark. Right field is a short porch. It is very, very reachable, and Drew Gilbert reached it. Pitch down the middle, 0-2. But in some ballparks, that's a flyout. And so Blake Beers, and I say that only because Blake Beers' numbers, I think, don't really tell you how well he pitched. A swing and a foul out of play, it's still 0-2. Blake, those 7 innings, 4 base hits, 3 runs, they are all earned. 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. Without the home run, of course, one of the runs would have been unearned. Pitch is down low. Check swing, but Stubbs did not go. Pounds appeal, but no. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. 3-2 hooks, top of the eighth inning. Fireworks to follow, and if, as it appears, at least right now, it appears we'll have some time to pass between the end of the game and the fireworks, but the folks have prepared, have entertainment going down. Ball hit down the line that is knocked down by Brett Harris, but that'll be a base hit. Boy, Stubbs really hit that hard. Brett went to the backhand and made the play, knocked it down. That probably saves a double. Johnny Butler was bearing down on that pretty quickly from left field as well, but possible double down the line. Instead, it's a single handle there, knocked down by Brett Harris. One on, nobody down, top of the order now for Kennedy Corona. On our non-Googleable trivia, Massachusetts baseball rules, field was square, 60 feet between the bases. No foul territory. The bases were wooden stakes projected 4 feet up off the ground. Swinging a foul back by Corona. It's 0-1. Kennedy has flown to deep left, walked and scored, and bounced into a really nicely turned around the horn double play. Kennedy Corona, right-handed hitter. He is the designated hitter in this game for the Hooks. Outfielder by trade. One on and nobody down. Stubbs takes the lead. CJ runs a little bit, has 7 steals. Pitch to the corner, called strike on the outside edge, 0-2. After reaching base, how could a base runner be put out under Massachusetts baseball rules? Could he be tagged by a defender with a ball in his glove? Does he have to be hit by a thrown ball thrown at him by a defender? Or could base runners just not ever be thrown out, swinging a foul back? Massachusetts rules were kind of the order of the day, and then, and again, we really don't know who invented the game of baseball. We've gone through Abner Doubleday, William Joy Cartwright. Is that right? Cartwright was the second one. Alexander Joy Cartwright, that's right. There you go. Alexander Joy Cartwright. And I think maybe now they've got somebody else in mind. We really don't know. That's becoming obvious. 0-2 pitch. Swung on and sent back to the knockdown by Feltman. Throws to first for the out. And all the... Second baseman Drew Swift is, he reacted to that, put his hands up over his head in some frustration. If that ball gets through, that is an absolute, almost without question, because you don't know, but almost without question, that's a double play. But Feltman knocked it down and knocked the glove off his hand, got the out at first, but Stubbs advances to second base. Drew was absolutely in position to make the play, step on the bag, and throw to first. Drew Gilbert swings first pitch, pops it up. Is it playable coming back our way? In fact, up on the roof right above us, 0-1. I was listening to an A's broadcast the other day with Vince Catronio and Ken Korak, and they were saying the very same thing. It was a pitcher who tried to knock a ball down. If you let it go, it's a double play. But that's so easily said from up here. But again, it's just your natural reaction. You want to make the play. 0-1 count to Gilbert, runner in scoring position, 3-2 hooks. It swung on, hit out toward the right side of the infield, and Swift will have to come to first with that. Runner advances to third, two men down on an inning that otherwise might be over. And here's Joey Loprofito, and again, that's not the guy you want up there if you're the Hounds. Well, under Massachusetts baseball rules, if you got on base, and that was fairly similar to what we have now, although scoring was a lot different, a lot of things were different. The only way you could be thrown out is to be off the base and hit by a throw from a defender. They threw the ball at you. It's called being soaked. Pitch down low to Loprofito, one ball, no strikes. Now, the baseball was much different than we know now. Now it's 6 ounces of Rawlings baseball. Then it was 2 to 2.25 ounces, and the ball was soft. But still, you had to be hit by a thrown ball if you were a base runner to be thrown out on the bases. Yeah, that, again, Massachusetts rules eventually went by the boards. 1-0 stretch and pitch. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch by Durbin to the count. One ball, one strike. There was something called New York rules, and that's basically what we have now. And they kind of superseded Massachusetts rules. But if you're a fan of the game, pitch inside for a ball, it's 2-1, and you Google it, Massachusetts rules of baseball, it really, honestly, is fascinating. Square field, no foul territory, among other things. And they were the first people who insisted you had to throw overhand. No underhand stuff. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 to Loprofito. Joey 0-3 in this game, and that should scare you. He has flown to left, flown to right fairly deep, and bounced out to second base. Runner at third, leadoff infield single by Stubbs. Bounce out to the pitcher, bounce out to second. Runner at third, two away. 2-2 count to the very dangerous left-handed hitter. 3-2 hooks, stretch and pitch. Feltman's delivery, got him, swing and a miss. Durbin Feltman, boy, he just continues to be tremendous out of the Hounds bullpen. Kid's given up 2 runs in his last 19 innings. So we will go to the bottom half of the eighth. Our Village Car Wash score, hooks 3, Hounds 2.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business, for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Top of the order in the last of the eighth inning. Back to work is Diosmurky Taveras. And he faces Lawrence Butler and delivers just outside for a ball. Butler, Harris, and Hernandez, 1-2 and 3 in the order. 3-2 game. Well, each team has come up with some really good defense in this contest. Pitch, that'll just miss down and in. Tough to tell where from here, to be honest. 2-0 is the count. Lawrence 1-for-3, single, steal, and a run scored. Mr. Taveras, and that'll get the outside corner. Count goes 2-1. Oh, a shortstop right now. Just treacherous to do with the sun. Pitch down and in, ball three. Three balls and one strike. Chad Stevens, when he sets up, his basically looks like he's standing on the top of the shadow, that deeply rounded crescent-shaped shadow shielding his eyes. Swinging, he bounces this one foul to Lawrence Butler, and the count is 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Lawrence leads it off, last of the eighth inning. A 3-2 hooks lead. Taveras looks in. Big right-hander has the sign. Comes set and delivers. Outside, ball four. So the leadoff man on base. And again, Butler has stolen a base in this game. His 12th of the year. And that'll bring up Brett Harris. See how the Hounds will treat this. Taveras in 10 appearances, a 4.91 ERA. 22 innings, 22 hits. Has a 2.5-1 ratio, 10 walks, 24 strikeouts coming into the game. Has a hit batsman and a walk in this one. Here's Brett Harris, tries to bunt, pushes a beauty up the first base side. Going to have to hurry. They're not going to get him. He's safe. Ran right past it. The hooks say they got him, but I don't think they did. Now, see what the hooks are contending here, that maybe they tagged him. I'm guessing that is the question. I think Brett got to the bag before the foot of the pitcher, Taveras, but Taveras says they got him. Now, Joe Thon is out, and he will, this is going to be a discussion, and I'm guessing he would just like the umpires to confer. I don't think any other umpire can really give you much help. Maybe our home plate umpire and crew chief, Chris Presley Murphy. Really good bunt by Harris. Taveras hesitated just a little, and I think that made the play all the closer. The hooks, I am guessing, and I think it's a good guess, are saying that he was tagged out, but I don't think they're going to get any satisfaction here. It's going to be two on with nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Brett Harris will get a base hit. That's a perfect bunt by Harris. Again, the purpose of the bunt, if nothing else, is to move the runner up, and he did that. But he dropped it out. He pushed it up the first base line, did Brett. Hustled down the line. And you can certainly understand the hook's contention that he was tagged. But the decision is he was not. Now Daryl Hernandez sends one over to the right side. That might be two. Flipped a shortstop for one on the first. Yep, double play. Daryl bounces into a 4-6-3. Boy, Hounds now are runner at third, but two men down. Each team has turned a pair of double plays in this ballgame, and that one is the biggest of the game so far. So a runner at third, but two men down, and here's Denzel Clark, a 3-2 game. Well, the hooks get the double play, and now the battery and infield will all converge on the pitcher's mound. Get a six-man group going here. Catcher C.J. Stubbs and pitcher Diosmurky Taveras, joined by Messrs. Aviles, Stevens, Correa, and Brewer. And that, of course, probably to discuss the fact you have the tying run at third base with two men down in the inning. Where are you going and who's responsible for what? A walk, a bunt single, but a double play. So a runner at third and two men down. Denzel Clark is 1-for-3 with an infield RBI single. Denzel takes down the middle, called strike, 0-1. Last of the eighth inning. Boy, Hounds with a very promising start to this inning. Hooks had a leadoff base hit in the top of the inning. 0-1 stretch. Taveras pitch, swing and a miss, quickly 0-2. Taveras again, just a almost precisely one strikeout per inning in his first 10 appearances of this season. Runner at third, two out, but an 0-2 count, one-run game. Lawrence dances off third a little bit. The pitch way up and away for a ball. It's 1-2. Denzel's RBI in the sixth inning on the infield single. His 30th RBI of the season. Right-handed hitting, right fielder waits. A ball and two strikes. Butler again dancing off the back, swinging the bouncer. Foul wide at third base. Count stays 1-2. Shane McGuire would be next, but again, it's right now it's just Denzel Clark and Tavares on the hill. Runner at third, two down. 3-2 hooks of the eighth. Tavares set, hands at the belt. Right-hander settles in. One ball, two strikes. Pitch to Denzel, sent back up middle. Knocked down, retrieved. Tavares throws and got him. 1-3 goes the putout, and the Rockhounds missed a chance. Here in the eighth, to the ninth we go, but it's Car Wash score. Hooks 3, Hounds 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Hooks trying to break a six-game slide overall. Rockhounds have a six-game win streak overall, and of course that all includes the first four games of this series, which starts the second half. Boy, it's been a good one. Some really good defensive plays, key defensive plays in this game. Zach Daniels leads off, swings and rips one. Left center field on the move. Johnny Butler beat up to play that on a hop. Daniels swings at the first pitch and rips a double in the gap to left center field. Butler played it well, by the way. His first time, that rounded wall, and it is rounded inward in left field and on into left center. But Daniels rips the first pitch of the ninth inning into the gap in left center for a leadoff double. Second straight inning now. The Hooks have had the leadoff batter on. This time, though, it's a two-base hit. And the batter, Jordan Brewer, he's 0 for 2 with a walk and a steal. So see how Joe Thon and the Hooks will treat this. See if he asked Jordan Brewer to bunt. It's a one-run lead in the top of the ninth, but nobody down. Brewer, right-handed hitter with an open stance. Feltman's pitch. Brewer does not show bunt. Swings, in fact, and fouls it back. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Jordan Brewer, right-handed hitter, 286, very solid in just 16 games. Feltman comes set, looks at the runner, 0-1 pitch. In there, called strike, inside corner, 0-2. Chad Stevens on deck, Luis Aviles Jr. in the hole. There is activity with the right-hander just loosening in the Hooks bullpen. Game in the top of the ninth. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. So Durbin Feltman comes up with a three-pitch whiff. Second strikeout for Durbin and seven for the team overall. Again, Blake Beers went the first seven innings in this game, struck out five. Chad Stevens 0 for 2. He's flown to right, struck out, and walked to lead off the seventh inning. Hooks had the leadoff runner on in the seventh and eighth as well as the ninth. Stevens waits, takes, down and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Chad at 227. Has eight home runs and 28 driven in. New baseball asked for and received now by pitcher Durbin Feltman. Base runner is Zach Daniels. Runs well. Boy, he teed off of that first pitch of the inning. Really ripped it. One ball, no strike. Stevens waits. Now we're set to go. Feltman, a bluff move out at second. Chases the runner back. Did not throw. Durbin, as he likes to do, kind of gets into a crouch as he looks into his catcher for the sign. Deep flex of the knees, has the sign. Comes set. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss on a delivery down and in. Didn't have a ton of movement on it, but tied Stevens up a little bit. Chad with a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Outfield pretty well straight away for him. A little deeper in left, as is usually the case. Pitch is up high for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Durbin Feltman out of the Rockhounds bullpen making appearance number 16. He's 2-0 with a 2.10 ERA. Free agent signing not long ago and was assigned to the Rockhounds. 2-1 stretch. Stevens waits. Pitch swung and ripped back up the middle, and it'll be knocked down by Hernandez. Spins, turns, throws, and he got him! Darryl Hernandez slapped leather. Tremendous play up the middle. Chad Stevens runs well. That ball, my goodness, he threw that ball almost falling down, did Darryl Hernandez, and it was picked beautifully on the short hop by William Simonite. Sensational play, and the runner did not move up, so it's a runner in scoring position, two down, and Hernandez, boy, in a game which has seen really important defensive plays, that one is both important and just sensational in a way he pulled it off. So now here's Luis Aviles Jr. Runner still at second base. There are now two men down in the top of the ninth inning. Wow, what a play. It's from Feltman, fouled back. Pretty good rip by Aviles. He fouled it straight back. It's 0-1. Luis has singled. He stole second and third. And on the second of those thieveries, an errant throw allowed him to score. He struck out and bounced into a double play in the fourth and seventh since. Right-handed hitter. Durbin Feltman comes set, looks at second, comes to the plate. Down and away, in the dirt. 1-1, so the ball will be tossed out of play. Corpus Christi 3, Rockhounds 2, top of the ninth inning. Still playing under plenty of sunlight. Center field in particular going to battle that sun yet for a good amount of time. One ball and one strike. Stretch and pitch from Feltman. That bounces up there, and Zach Daniels will try to run. There'll be no throw. Now, Bobby's going to come out here, and I wonder if the Rockhounds are... Well, I think they're concerned about McGuire. I wonder if that ball in the dirt got Shane a little bit. Boy, Bobby came out right away, and Jake Ruthier, athletic trainer, out for the third time in this game. You know, we'll see. I guess it'll be a wild pitch. So to third base goes Daniels. He hesitated for a moment and then took off. Ball on a hop, and boy, still attending to Shane. Obviously, we don't get necessarily a second or third look as you do watching so much of what we watch in sports. Don't have all that technology, so don't know where that got Shane, but Bobby came out right away, and Jake joined him. Jake Ruthier still talking to Shane. He's put the helmet back on. It's two balls, one strike. Two balls, one strike on the wild pitch. Runner at third. Avila is the batter when play resumes. Durbin Feltman talking with home plate umpire Chris Presley Murphy. And Shane will stay in the game. And he will now come out. Going to go out and talk with Feltman, so that will constitute a mound visit. But yeah, that ball short hop, so blocked it. I don't know where it got him, but obviously the Hounds were concerned. But McGuire stays in the game. So a runner at third, two men out, 2-1 count, top of the ninth. Corpus Christi leading at 3-2. Got a good one going in. Got a good one going in San Antonio. Frisco and the Mission's 4-4, bottom of the eighth inning. Tulsa and Amarillo not starting yet. Delayed start there. Now, two balls, one strike. Pitch swung on and pounced foul. It's 2-2. Wow. I just glanced at the scoreboard, and Tulsa at Amarillo. Boy, I wonder if they've got the rain that we had last night. Delayed start. They were scheduled for 7:05, but they have not started yet in Amarillo. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the stretch. Runner at third. Feltman's pitch takes flight, and it's chopped foul right at the plate. Then it dribbled out actually pretty sharply to the pitcher's mound, but it is a foul ball. Count stays 2-2. Durbin went ahead and made the play. Ball went straight down initially and then kicked out toward the mound pretty sharply, but it was instantly ruled a foul ball. So a 2-2 count again. Zach Daniels, a leadoff double, and a strikeout in the brilliant play by Darryl Hernandez. A wild pitch pushing him to third. He's there with two out. A 2-2 count second time. Avilés waits. Feltman set. From the belt, the kick and pitch, chopped toward third, foul ball. So a battle developing here and continuing here between Messrs. Avilés and Feltman. Durbin trying to keep this a one-run ball game. Avilés stands back in. 2-2 count. Feltman set. 2-2 pitch. Just inside, Feltman thought the inning was over. He was absolutely sure. Three balls and two strikes. See pitchers, they follow through and just start walking toward the dugout down the downslope of the mound. But nope, 3-2. Avilés waits. Runner at third, two away. Stretch and pitch. Out towards shortstop. Hernandez is there. Makes the play and the throw. And got him by a half step. Inning is over. Darryl Hernandez, boy, you came up absolutely huge on that ball hit back up the middle by Stevens. So no runs on a leadoff double. No errors and a runner left at third base. Scenario exactly the same as we had last night. We'll go to the last of the ninth and our Village Car Wash score the ball game. Reads the Corpus Christi Hooks 3 and the Rockhounds 2.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in-store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Well, last evening it was 3-2 Corpus Christi going to the bottom of the ninth, and in this one it is 3-2 Corpus Christi going to the bottom of the ninth. Shane McGuire, J.J. Schwarz, and Johnny Butler will be the trio. Shane is 0-2. He's walked and scored and struck out twice. Yosmerky Taveras are back to the mound on two innings. as a hit batsman and a walk and a bunt single. But he has had a double play turned behind him in each of his two innings. Sun still shining this early evening as McGuire bounces the first pitch of the inning foul. It's 0-1. So they're going to be a little bit, well, it depends here, of course, if the Hounds extend the game or what have you. It looks like there will be some time for entertainment between the game and the fireworks. The pitch on the inside edge. Boy, quick 0-2 count as Tavares jumps ahead. Again, cheating in all the way two steps off the grass is Avila. He backs off a little now with two strikes in the count. Pitch to McGuire, takes down and away for a ball, 1-2. Hook's trying to break a six-game slide. Hounds have won that many in a row, six straight. And that, of course, as mentioned earlier, includes these four games in this series, the first four of the second half. 1-2 pitch. Hard hit but foul, wide of first base. Count stays a ball and two strikes to the Hounds catcher. Bullpen empty for the Hooks, so it is Tavares' game. His first save opportunity with the Hooks. 1-2 pitch, and that's down low ball two. 2-2. Hatfield plays Shane a little bit the opposite way in left and center, straight away and right. Here's the 2-2. And that drops low, and that's ball three. So a full count now to the Rockhounds catcher. Anything hit into the air, Joey Loperfido, the center field, is shading his eyes even as we speak. Well, he's standing right on the edge of sunlight and shadow. 3-2 pitch, and that's down low. That's ball four. McGuire draws another one. Boy, that was an 0-2 start, and it turns into a 3-2 walk. So Shane will be the base runner. Hounds really do not have Lazaro Armentero. I don't think he's available tonight. He was a scratch from the lineup last evening. The Hounds do have Saeed Valenzuela and Joshua Wright potentially to pinch run. Now here's J.J. Schwarz takes down and away. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. But it would require some switching. All three catchers are in the lineup, with Simo playing first base, J.J. the D.H. Pitch to Schwarz, swings and misses, comes up empty, one ball, one strike. 0-for-3 with a sharp line drive to right, and he struck out twice. One ball, one strike, one on, nobody down. 3-2 Corpus in the last of the ninth. Pitch to J.J., way outside, backhanded nicely by C.J. Stubbs. Two balls and one strike. New baseball as that one got down to the dirt, perhaps. 2-1 to J.J. Johnny Butler on deck. William Simonite in the hole. Short lead at first by McGuire. Stretch and pitch. Nope, down and away. Ball three. 3-1. J.J. out of the box for a moment, but he steps back in within the allotted time. They shade him at third base a little bit with Aviles. Three balls, one strike. The count takes inside, ball four. Patience is a virtue. J.J. Schwarz draws a walk. McGuire in the scoring position. Let's see if Bobby goes to the bench here. I would think he will. Yeah, he's going to go to the bench, get a pinch runner for Shane McGuire, and a visit to the mound here from John Kovalik, the pitching coach. See who will be lifted. It's actually going to be J.J. who is lifted for the pinch runner. So Saeed Valenzuela will pinch run for J.J. Schwarz. He is at first base. Again, with all three catchers in the lineup, requires some pretty creative switching. You can move Simonite to catcher, but then you have to come up with somebody to play first base. So in this case, it's J.J. the D.H. who comes out. The pinch runner is Valenzuela. He represents the potential winning run. The runner at second is Shane McGuire, the tying run, and Johnny Butler, in his first double-A game, comes to the plate, and he is already showing bunt. And he fouls it away. Boy, that is... It's just one of those things that's such a great discussion, and there are some who just say... There are some people who think sacrifice bunting should be illegal, and that, of course, will never happen, one would think, but... Boy, a lot runs through your mind. If you don't get it down, it really is an out wasted. Butler, 1-for-3 in his double-A debut. Johnny already showing bunt. Left-handed hitter. Infield into the corners. He takes the bat back and takes high ball one. 1-1. Left-handed hitter tripled. Driving home a run on the first pitch he saw in the second inning. Bounced out to first and popped to third since. 1-for-3. Again, showing bunt. And fouls it away. Oh, my goodness. Oh, make it a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. And again, if you get it down, of course, then you put runners at second and third. But if you don't, and if you miss a couple of times, now you're down in the count, 1-2. So we'll see again. He was showing bunt right from the get-go. Count a ball and two strikes. Leaning in is Taveras, looking for the sign. First and second, nobody down, but a 1-2 count. Pitch to Butler, swings and misses out on strikes. Boy, there's the... Again, that's the other side of the sacrifice bunt thing, and that's why a lot of folks don't like it. Didn't get it down, and then put himself in a hole by doing that. And now here's William Simonite. Right-handed hitter is 0-for-2. First and second, the runners one away. Williams swings, and he sends a high pop-up. Right side playable. Jordan Brewer, and he's got it for the out. Two men down. Simo unhappy with himself. Foul out to the first baseman, and it's up now to Drew Swift. Boy, the Hounds two on, nobody out, and it's two on and two out just that quickly. Drew Swift, 1-for-3. Singled on a little flare, really good at bat. Hit an 0-2 pitch and just kind of fought it off into right field for a base hit in the fifth. First and second, two men down. Stretch to Swift, and he hits the ball left side, and it's a base hit! Drew Swift, are you kidding me? Tie game, last of the ninth. In the ninth inning last night, he swung at the first pitch he saw. He doubled, and that turned into the first of the two runs that tied and won the game. He has tied the game in the bottom of the ninth tonight with a base hit to the left side under the glove of a diving third baseman, Luis Aviles Jr. And now it's Lawrence Butler. So at the very least, the game will continue. Lawrence takes down low, one ball, no strikes. Drew Swift is playing in his seventh game. He's hitting better than .400. He now has five runs driven in, and he's been huge in the last two games. Butler waits. Pitch to Lawrence. Swings, fouls it back, and he absolutely had a rip. So last of the ninth, we're tied at 3. Two on, two out, 1-1 count. Butler waits, stretch, Taveras pitch, bounced foul, got over the top of that. Over toward his own dugout, one ball and two strikes the count. Time called by Lawrence at the plate. He's 1-for-3. There's a single, a steal, and a run scored in the sixth. He walked leading off the eighth inning. Hounds missed a chance then, and they... Well, we're down to their last out here, and Drew Swift took care of business. 1-2 count, 2-on, 2-out. Taveras with a pitch, and it's low and in, and the count goes 2-2 to the Rockhounds center fielder. Last of the ninth inning, Rockhounds have tied it. Saeed Valenzuela, the pinch runner at second base. Stretching pitch to Lawrence, he fouled it back, and oh my goodness, did he ever rip at that. Only maybe two strikes in the count, but Lawrence Butler was looking to deposit that baseball somewhere nowhere near here. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out, one run in. Butler waits. Tavares, 2-2 pitch, outside, ball three. So a full count to Lawrence Butler. Brett Harris on deck. Remember, there are two out in the ninth inning. Stretch by Tavares, full count. Butler waits. Runners their leads, pitch swung on, fouled away. That might have been ball four, but that's really easy to say from up here. Lawrence with a swing protecting the outside part of the plate. Well, for the remainder of this game, the field will be in shadow, so the sunshine finally no longer an issue for any defender. 3-2, second time. Butler waits. Valenzuela off second base, Swift off first. Here's Tavares, full count pitch. Lawrence swings, line drive, base hit right field. They're going to walk it off again. Lawrence Butler, and the Hounds have done it again. Butler rips a line drive to right field. Valenzuela scores. Rockhounds have won it 4-3. And they are celebrating in shallow center field. Lawrence Butler comes up huge. Drew Swift comes up huge. Valenzuela scores the run, and the Rockhounds have won this game. Two runs, two hits, no errors, two men left on base. And for the second consecutive game, down 3-2, going to the last of the ninth. The Hounds did it differently in this game. Two walks, it was two on and nobody out. But then, as we said, two men down and still two men on. Drew Swift, first pitch swing, RBI single to left. And Lawrence Butler worked a 3-2 count, fouled two-strike pitches away. And he delivers the game-winning RBI single. Walk-off number two in as many nights. Five wins in a row in this series. Seven wins in a row overall. And the Rockhounds delight a crowd. These folks are going to have to wait a while for fireworks. And, boy, at least if you're a baseball fan here, more than a fireworks fan, you don't care at all. It was absolutely worth it. Rockhounds win by the final score of 4-3. A start of the second half, which sees a 5-0 mark. Seven in a row overall and back-to-back walk-offs. Gentlemen, wow, this bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Corpus Christi Hooks, three runs on six hits, no errors, 3-6-0. For the Rockhounds, four runs, eight hits, one error, 4-8-1. There was one home run. It was Drew Gilbert all the way back in inning number three. Two-run home run into the right field bullpen for Drew, his third as a member of the Hooks. The winning pitcher in relief is Durbin Feltman. He goes two innings, and boy, he had... Just double-check my card. You know, I did something, but I indicated the wrong inning for Durbin coming in. I had him with three innings on my card. I know better than that. He pitched the final two. He will get the win. Blake Beers pitched so much better than his numbers would tell you. He gives up three runs, but pitched a very good game and went seven innings in this game, did Blake Beers. The win goes to Feltman in relief. And, of course, the blown save and the loss. Dio Smirky, Tavares. Jonathan Sprinkle gets a hold in this game. He pitched one inning, gave up a run, but kept the lead. Tavares, his first save opportunity, but he gets the blown save and the loss. 2 hours, 23 minutes of baseball daylight time, so this game ending just after 8:30. about a 45-minute delay here before the fireworks, but, boy, the fans have been treated last night and again tonight as the Hounds will win this game with a final of 4-3. 3,549 watching it here this evening. Wow, Independence Weekend, and the Rockhounds walking it off for the second consecutive night. Identical scores going into the ninth, and, well, identical results again. A slightly different road to get there, but identical results. My goodness. Ooh, what a weekend. It's Goosebumper. We'll come back, give a second look at this ballgame in just a moment. Final Village Car Wash score of our game. Rockhounds 4 and Corpus Christi 3.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Rockhounds 4, Corpus Christi 3, and this is in the books. Blake Beer is the starter for the Rockhounds. Rhett Kova, again, really good. He's been good all season, really good against the Rockhounds. Gives up just one run in this game. For the first time in six or five games, I guess it is, there were no runs scored in the first inning by either team. So the Hooks get on the board in the third. They get a leadoff single from Luis Aviles Jr. He steals second, steals third, and scores on an ensuing throwing error on catcher Shane McGuire. Tried to hold up on the throw, and the ball got away from him. And Aviles Jr. will score. With two men out, Kennedy Corona draws a 3-2 walk. And Drew Gilbert, and it was a really good at-bat, he fouled off 3-2 strike pitches, sending a 1-2 pitch into the right field bullpen. Short porch home run. A 2-run home run for Drew, and that made it a 3-0 Corpus Christi advantage in this game. That is, although it didn't come in the first, that is the fourth time in this series Corpus Christi has held a 3-0 lead within the first three innings of the game. 3-0 Hooks. Rest of the way, though, and again, Blake Beers, I thought, pitched really well. I think he's pitched better than his numbers in general and certainly did in this game. And the Hooks would not score the rest of the way. Now, they came close. They threatened, and there were some tremendous defensive plays by both teams in this game, really throughout. The Rockhounds get on the board. Took a 1-0 lead, didn't they? Sure. Corpus had a 3-1 advantage, I beg your pardon. Hounds got their run in the second inning. I was thinking bottom of the third. Shane McGuire, a one-out walk, and then Johnny Butler, hello, how are you? First pitch he sees as a double-A ball player, triples to right center field. Shane McGuire scores 1-0 lead, then the 3-run inning for the Hooks, capped by the 2-run home run by Drew Gilbert. So 3-1 after 3. Hounds chop into a 3-2 game in the sixth inning. Lawrence Butler leadoff single, a steal, and he will score in an infield single by Denzel Clark, 3-2. And the bottom of the ninth inning, leadoff walk, Shane McGuire. By the way, that started 0-2. Fouled one away, and then Taveras walked him. A walk as well to J.J. Schwarz. and he is lifted for pinch runner Saheed Valenzuela. Johnny Butler trying to sacrifice them to second and third, but he comes up empty, eventually strikes out swinging on a 1-2 pitch. William Simonite pops out to first base. It is first and second, two men out. One pitch later, Drew Swift, base hit left field, and that will drive in the tying run as McGuire scores. And Lawrence Butler, a 3-2 count, he fouled a couple of pitches away and sends a single through to the right side into right field, brings home pinch runner Valenzuela with the game-winning walk-off run. Walk-off, back-to-back on fireworks nights here, July 1st and now July 2nd. The other numbers we gave you, I think, in this game correct, and I will just double-check that really quickly. Corpus 3-6-0. The Rockhounds 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. The home run again by Drew Gilbert. Durbin Feltman has been sensational. He goes 2 more innings. He has given up just 2 runs in his last 20 innings. I might be shorting him. He has been terrific. Lowers the ERA, does Feltman to 1.95. The loss again to Tavares in relief. 2:23 time of the game, 3,549 watched it. And the Rockhounds win for the 7th consecutive time overall, the 5th consecutive time in this series. The Rockhounds would have an opportunity tomorrow to sweep a series at home, which is a bit ironic because they were swept at home during the last homestand by Amarillo. But for now, it is 5 in a row for the Hounds in this series, 7 in a row overall. And for the Hooks, of course, the opposite of it here in this series, and they have now dropped 7 in a row overall. We'll look forward to greeting you tomorrow evening. 6:05 will again be our start time, first pitch. And again, fireworks coming up tomorrow night as they are here just a little ways down the road. Won't be very long before we'll be able to shoot off the fireworks, just let Ma Nature make things just a little bit darker here. And then the fireworks portion of this remarkable evening will take place. Jack Cushing goes to the mound for the Hounds tomorrow. He's 2-3, 5.71 ERA, guy with a lot of experience. At Julio Robina, he too, with a good amount of experience at AA. Left-hander is 6-4 with a very good 3.90 ERA. He's one of the league's top 10, his left-hander Julio Robina. Now that'll be our matchup tomorrow. We'll wrap up this homestand, of course. The Hounds will head for Frisco on the 4th of July. Hooks are heading home for Independence Day at Whataburger Field. Wow, this has been a rather remarkable stretch for the Hounds, who struggled so much down the stretch in the first half of the season. They have started the second half in somewhat magical fashion. A 4-3 walk-off win for the Hounds over the Hooks. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hartz at Momentum Bank Ballpark, hope the remainder of your Independence weekend will be terrific, and hope you'll spend a little bit more of that with us tomorrow and then on the 4th of July from Frisco. Until then, with our final score, Hounds 4 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 3, Bob Hartz saying so long, Red, so long, Leo, so long, Mr. Scully, and so long, my friends, from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.